Welcome to the Stress Management Podcast. I'm Fritz Kroenke.
And I'm Jonathan Key. Fritz and I work for the Counseling and Student Support Services Department, also known as CS3 at SCAD Atlanta.
First off, we want to thank you for downloading our podcast. In this episode, we'll be taking a closer look at stress and some techniques for managing it.
Stress affects us all, especially students. Our bodies can't tell the difference between different kinds of stress, so we experience physical symptoms of stress much more often and for much longer periods of time than our body or mind can handle.
Stress is when the demands of our lives are greater than our perceived ability to cope with them. Stress is not just an idea, it is real and measurable.
When we experience prolonged periods of stress, our minds and bodies suffer in many different ways.
We experience behavioral symptoms such as sleeplessness and performance failures, emotional symptoms like irritability and anxiousness, and mental symptoms such as concentration difficulties and attention deficits. But there are many ways to manage stress.
Exercise is a great way to combat stress because it burns stress hormones and provides many other health benefits.
Another technique for reducing stress is to think positively. Our thoughts can change our biochemistry. Biochemistry influences stressful emotional states. Negative thoughts activate the part of the emotional brain that causes fear and anxiety, but positive thoughts activate the part of the emotional brain that induces a peaceful state.
Another method for fighting stress is positive social interactions. These types of interactions help create an outlet for stress and have even been shown to ward off illnesses due to stress.
Also, regularly getting at least 8 hours of sleep a night will allow your body to achieve deep sleep, which recuperates the body and immune system.
Meditation and relaxation are also great ways to reduce stress. They help bridge the gap between your body and your mind. People who meditate experience stress the same way other people do, but their recovery time is much shorter. Thus, their bodies and minds do not experience as much damage from exposure to stress.
Relaxation techniques include prescribed breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, prayer, and yoga.
If you feel the need to speak to someone about your stress levels or other personal issues, please feel free to contact one of our CS3 staff members at atlcounseling@scad.edu.
Also, don't hesitate to use the comments link at the bottom of this page if you would like to raise any questions, comments, or concerns.
That wraps up this segment on stress management. Thanks for joining us, and check back soon for upcoming podcasts from CS3.